This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters have demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city Sunday wore back the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. The protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some protests have devolved into unrest. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protests there. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in U.S. in Us coalition, demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes, including former boxer Layla Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demario Davis, soccer star Megan Rapinoe, and the WNBA's Diana, and others, former NFL players, also called for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. And the Invest Us is a coalition of Wisconsin-based and national advocacy organizations. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, and U.S. President Donald Trump have engaged in a real-time argument as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a news conference about the fatal shooting of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before. After Mr. Trump called Wheeler a Democrat, a fool, and blamed him for allowing violence to proliferate in the liberal city, the visibly angry mayor lashed out at the president, addressing him in the first person through TV cameras, as that's classic Trump. This is